Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon as we kickstart the 5 o'clock hour. It should be noted that we've been filmed, or better yet, streamed over the better part of the last 20 minutes here. Joining us from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, Bruce Bishop. Now, if you've seen some of the promo material that's been put out there about this show over the course of the past 2 weeks, it is thanks to our guest right now, Bruce Bishop. Bruce was also kind enough to bring us on this Poochkie pilgrimage. And that was a lot of fun. We talked about that when we came on a couple hours ago. And we both talked about the stops that were made along the way, the company we kept inside that limo bus. That was an absolute blast. But for those that aren't familiar with that whole process, tell us all about it and tell us where that all began.
Well, it's one of those things that we started doing about 6 or 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. We were driving around just testing out live video, trying to get a feel for it and see how it would work for us. And somebody asked me to stop by and pick them up some food. So I went to Taco Bell, bought a bunch of tacos, drove around and gave them out to people. One thing leads to another. We begin this thing where we're buying 15 dozen Poochkies and delivering them to our readers.
So did you go out and did it happen to be Fat Tuesday that first time with the Taco Bell, or you just say, hey, this is the perfect time to do it, Fat Tuesday with the Poochkies?
It was just a cold, boring day, and there was nothing else going on, and nobody was paying attention to what I was doing, so I just started playing around, and the readers kind of flipped out about the idea of getting free tacos.
But I'm sure they did, yes.
Taco Tuesday is a little too expensive to pull off, so we went with the Poochkies instead.
And how did you go? That's a complete 180. How do you go from tacos to Poochkies?
Well, that's the thing about the Chronicle. They don't ride us too hard, so they'll let us kind of do pretty much anything we want.
That's cool.
As long as, you know, don't spend too much money, don't get in trouble, everything's going to be okay. And it just kind of went from there.
Now, of course, the three of us were in that limo bus on Tuesday. Who did? Just tell everybody else out there who else was in that limo bus. I believe there were 8 of us in there all together.
Yeah, Kristen Bauer, she's been a photographer for us for a while. Apparently, unknown to me, she's wanted to do this for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Really, really bad. She came in on her own time, spent the day with us.
Nice.
We had reporter Lisa Roberson. The hardest part about this is that we have hundreds of people who want to get free Poochkies. We have 15 dozen, and really about 3.5 hours to do it. So we ended up making Lisa in charge of where we went this year. So that way I'd have somebody to blame at the end of the day for when we didn't get to them.
And blame you did. Yeah. I recall that, yes.
Totally threw her under the bus. And then we had our magician, Gilligan, who was incredible, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
He was really awesome. We talked about that a lot because he did so many different tricks throughout the course of the day. And he had something for all of us. You know, he had something for the adults. I use that term loosely, the adults, but I think he was certainly a big hit with the kids when we stopped by those schools.
Yeah, the kids loved him. It's funny when you're watching somebody do that. As you're falling into it, you're realizing that you're completely buying into what this guy is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's a trick, but you know when he took the card, bury a card in the deck, doesn't even touch the deck, and he can tell you what card you picked.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he did stuff like that constantly, and it was like he was always on the spot, and he wasn't afraid to answer the call. Every single time we put him on the spot, he would explain to us exactly how he was doing things. I mean, there are certain things as a magician, you know, there's a code, there are certain things you can't retell, right?
Yeah, unless you're masked, like that old fella who used to do it back in the day.
Yeah,
secrets revealed.
Right, and I mean, you can't, there's only so many things you can actually tell folks about how you're doing the trick. I was amazed, though, at how he had a different trick. I mean, boy, we really put him to the test. We asked him for trick after trick after trick, and he answered the call every single time. Mm-hmm. I can't really recall how many times I heard this phrase, no way, no way, how did he do that? How did he do that? And that came from us in the bus.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's different when somebody's up on the stage and they're using a table, and you know, you can kind of figure out, well, he's pulling something through the table. We were all sitting right around this guy, right all the way around him, almost in a circle, and 3 feet from him. And he's still, you know, putting a card in somebody's shirt collar, and then the card changes. No clue.
Now, you mentioned Lisa Roberson was in charge of picking where we were taking the Poochkies. Who was in charge of deciding that Gilligan, the magician, came along with us this year?
Well, one of our reporters
suggested
the guy and said, hey, I saw this guy is really great. Gave us a contact number for him, and we called him up. I think I didn't even know this till we were done. This guy Ubered in from the east side of Cleveland to do this. And totally volunteer.
That's awesome.
Totally volunteer.
That's great. That was a lot of fun. Of course, the big question is, what was your favorite Poochkie on the ride? That has to be asked. The favorite Poochkie.
Yeah, it's always the apricot.
All right.
not a giant fan of the poppy seed. Apricot's the way to go.
So you're getting pretty good at this radio thing, and I say that for two different reasons. We're being joined by Bruce Bishop of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Number one, if you're out there watching the Facebook live stream he has going on right now, you couldn't see it, but he was being heckled by Rob Polinsky on the other side of the glass, yet he kept his composure, and he kept rolling. Now, you had mentioned a few times throughout the stream on Tuesday that you kept looking at us saying, I don't know how radio guys do it. I don't know how. You did a great job with that.
That's impressive.
You were the voice of that whole trip. I mean, you narrated the entire thing, and you were kind of the one generating that discussion because you had eight of us in that limo bus. And, I mean, going into that, you know, not everybody knew each other right away, but at the end of it, we all kind of felt like we knew each other pretty well, but that was all thanks to you.
Well, you know, it's a natural thing. I'm really very talented. I try not to let people know that. Polinsky's just bitter. I bumped him out of the 5:10 slot to 5:40, so he has to stay around. He has to stay in the building a little while, so he's a bitter, angry man right now.
Well, might be just part of being at WEOL, to be honest with you, Bruce. Rob's a great guy, though.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I think I always tell people this about Rob. If Rob isn't busting your chops, that's when you should get nervous. If Rob is having some fun with you, that means Rob likes you. That's just how Rob's wired.
We took a nice tour of his cubicle while you guys were on the air earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, he was very happy. Apparently, he picked up an extra foot, so he's up to almost 4 square feet in there now. So it's a good day for him.
Well, Rob's taken some weight off, too. I think maybe he's created that extra foot by himself with all the weight he's lost. I mean, in all seriousness, Rob has done a pretty nice job of that. Of course, you can hear Rob on the call a little bit later on tonight. He's got the Division II Girls District title game between Elyria Catholic and Padua, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that my tag team partner, Matt Douglas, will be on at 6 o'clock with the wrestling show as well.
That's right. Yeah, we can't forget about that with the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett. A great show. Actually, we had Sean Bristow, the head coach of Midview, on with us as well on the show. So you're going to be able to hear from him. Midview sending 10 on to districts. The district tournament starting this weekend. So we touch a lot on the kids who are going on to that. Some good stuff coming up. And, of course, read his articles. He'll be out there in districts and great articles coming from him. That's how I prepared for that whole shindig with Sean earlier today, but we got Bruce with us. I got to ask you, Bruce, you're one of my favorites because you always post what's happening on Twitter, on Facebook, and I always look at it to see what's happening in the news world as I get to sit behind that glass and bring everybody the news. Hey, you have any big things going on today? What's the latest story that Bruce Bishop's been on the scene for, shooting video for? Anything?
It's been kind of a quiet day today.
It has been, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of calls where EMS has been running around, but we had a fire up in Sheffield Township today. Fire department was out there for a little while, but other than that, fortunately, it's been pretty quiet.
That's a good thing, I suppose, in your line of work when you have that quiet day.
Yep.
Quiet sometimes isn't a bad thing. I mean, you know, we're in an industry where we're hoping for a lot of news to pop up. So, you know, for you guys, it gives you something to go to and report on. For us, it gives us something to talk about. But sometimes, you know, a quiet day isn't always a bad thing. We're talking with Bruce Bishop of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. We've been talking about the Poochki Pilgrimage. Now, if you've been watching the stream, you got a nice little glimpse of what we're going to ask him next. So we've given him about 10 minutes to think about this. Our social media poll question of the day is, what are you giving up for Lent? And if you don't celebrate Lent, well, just pretend that you do celebrate Lent. What are you going to be giving up? And now this has kind of been twisted a couple different ways. It's, what are you giving up? Or in recent years, we've heard more folks decide, well, maybe it's not something that I should give up, but maybe it's something that I should start to do that I haven't done previously.
All right. Now, I've seen a couple people doing this, and I actually think it's a really good idea. I'm not talking about politics on social media for a while.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I stopped doing it on my page, and then I still do it on other people's stuff, but I'm just staying away from all of that stuff for a little while.
It could be a hard thing for some folks to do. Me personally, I don't ever get into them on social media just because I don't think that's my time and place to get into it. Not to mention, I think I'm not really in a position where I'm a political expert or that I can offer anything politically out there that you can't find anywhere else. That's just me. But for some people, that would be a really tough thing to give up. A really tough thing to give up.
Yeah, but see, that's what you don't understand. On social media, you don't really know what you're talking about.
That's
you,
the truth.
You can just say it. It doesn't really matter. You can say anything you want.
Sure.
Well, that avenue certainly is there, and some folks have explored that avenue. You're right.
Whether
they do or don't know anything about the subjects they're discussing, but I think that's an interesting topic to bring up. Because for some folks, and this is no joke, I'm not just spewing this out here, there are a lot of people, I think, that go on there they would have a really hard time not being able to discuss any of that, even if it is for only 40 days. It'll be like telling Matt and I, hey, you can't talk about sports on social media. That would be almost impossible.
Sure. Yeah. When I get on my Facebook page, when I get on my Twitter page, I'm not as big into social media as I think a lot of people are. And shame on me as a radio guy for not being as big on it. But when I do get on there, I usually am talking about sports. As we spoke with Ryan Mitchell today. I thought what happened in Montreal was bogus. The Jackets should have had a chance to win that game. So usually that's where I go with my tweets on things like that.
Everyone goes their own separate direction on social media. Mm-hmm. And I think that's both a benefit, and I think it's certainly a drawback as well, too. The fact that it's out there, it's open for everybody. Everybody certainly has a voice, and that certainly could be a very, very good thing. Although, again, boy, that's a really good one. That's a really, really good one. Not talking about politics on social media. There's a pretty hefty chunk of the population that, of course, wouldn't have a problem with that. However, there are some, again, I think that would have a very, very tough time getting that done. Bruce, we appreciate you stopping by, taking all those lovely photos of us and all the lovely videos as well. So a couple of plugs for you as well. Where can folks find you on social media?
So we're done. I cleared my schedule till 2 a.m.
No, we're
all Bruce.
We're only hanging out till 6, but you're more than welcome to hang out here till 2 a.m. There's lots of good stuff. You can bug Rob while he's calling the game a little bit later
today.
That's
it. Yeah, we'll just hang out. Just get to 2 a.m.
Talk back buttons right there. Right It'll there, be a right grand there. Old time. Yeah, right there.
Really want to bug Rob? Put a camera in his face.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, I know. Trust me. I've had to take pictures of him before.
There's a reason we all got into radio, is because those things don't do well. At least for me, I'll say that.
I like being on this side.
Yeah.
ChronicleT.com. That's our website at the paper. Chronicle Telegram on Facebook. We're basically, and Bruce_Bishop on Twitter.
Fair enough. And again, Bruce is all over it. He had the stream of that Poochkie pilgrimage a couple days ago. He's been streaming this entire segment as well. He's been going for about a half hour now, so we certainly appreciate Bruce stopping by. We're going to step aside, take a quick break. We come back, we've got more of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.